is playing celebrate as if they clinched.
It's time to celebrate. It's not the Super Bowl, but it's time to celebrate.
They clinched something because they paid a ton of money and more money than they would have if they just got a deal done a year ago. If you're just joining the show, the news late last night, Ja'Marr Chase gets a 4-year, $161 million deal with $112 million guaranteed, making him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. T. Higgins, their number two wide receiver, gets a 4-year, $115 million deal with the first 2 years guaranteed, making him the highest paid wide receiver two in NFL history. Those numbers reported originally by Jordan Schultz, were Team Schultz on this show. And the latest from Diana Rossini is that they also are working to still get a deal done with Trey Hendrickson. So, for starters, Ja'Marr Chase, one of the best receivers in football. You got to keep that guy. Nobody was questioning that. It's just that you could have got him cheaper a year ago. T. Higgins, I still think, would have been used, in my opinion, as trade bait to help your defense that stunk last year. And nothing has changed with your defense from a year ago. And so you're keeping Chase and Higgins and Burrow together. You want to retain good players. That's what a lot of teams do. Typically not at a number two wide receiver, getting wide receiver one money to this extent when your defense stinks. I think you can do it if your defense had a bunch of young talent on it. You had a bunch of guys on rookie deals, and you're like, oh, we can be greedy on offense because our defense is
decent. It's in good shape, and we'll make it work.
When your defense was dead last in the league, I think it is terrible roster building to devote the kind of money they are to three players on offense. And even if they bring back Trey Hendrickson, relying on the draft is a big risk. You know, we saw the Eagles do this because they hit on their draft picks and they got to a Super Bowl. The example of it not working out is the Miami Dolphins. They spent a ton of money at wide receiver, Tyreek Hill, we all know, right? And other areas on offense, they said, we'll make it work defensively through the draft. They whiffed on the draft, and we've seen what the Dolphins have become along with their quarterback injury.
Yeah,
so I don't get the roster building. I actually think you're playing the celebration music. I think other AFC teams should be celebrating a little bit that they are choosing to run it back with a 9-win team from a year ago.
So we'll let you have your moment, Drew, because I'd love your explanation so that we can maybe go back and forth a little bit behind it, because the initial thought is they're giving $100 million more than any team has tied up in wide receiver. They're going to commit $70 million a year. So setting aside the fact that it would have been $60 million a year ago, had they just like gotten these deals done. And then it felt a little bit like Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins' agent were holding them hostage together based on some reporting, as in either pay T or don't get Ja'Marr, which makes me feel like you're overpay. And the fact that I don't think T. Higgins at $28 million is a good deal at all versus Chase, I'd pay the 40 too, and I wouldn't sweat it too much. The 28 for T, I don't
Jefferson's
like.
Making 30.
I don't like it all. He's been hurt 2 years in a row. Yeah, Justin Jefferson makes 30. He's been hurt 2 years in a row, and he's only had 2,000-yard season in each of the last four, in his 4 years in the league. I don't know that I'd be super into that price tag, but genuinely saying, like, just the simple thing. The Chiefs, if they just brought back their whole team and paid everybody, they were a 15-win team and went to the Super Bowl. Bringing back an entire team and then signing some, like, to this point, mediocre to the same level of talent as the defensive players who were there before on small deals to this point, and then just hoping by luck you'll be better than the 9 wins you were last year makes no sense to me. I also just wouldn't do it. I think the league has established that the easiest way to win is that if you got a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal like they had with Jalen Hurts, you can pay two wide receivers at the same time, or in Tua's case, all the guys you mentioned paid those guys, rookie quarterback, rookie deal. Not Joe Burrow making $60 million. And then let's pay those guys. Because if they pay Hendrickson, half of their cap is going to be in four players. I wouldn't do it that way. That's all.
In fairness, Jalen Hurts is being paid $250 million as well
but
now.
But they paid the wide receivers before that, right? Some of the money was coming in before they paid Hurts.
And everybody's, and we'll let you go here in a second. Everybody's using the Eagles comp, or I know that's what you'll use as well. Again, there was the Eagles-Dolphins, the reason why I brought those two teams up. The Eagles have made it work because they've hit on their defensive draft picks. They have.
Correct.
And so that's still the requirement here for Cincinnati. You're banking on that. That's the thing. Like it's a big dice roll, in my opinion, for Cincinnati. Otherwise, why should you believe anything's going to change, right? Like, it's the definition of insanity kind of thing. But go ahead. You're excited, obviously.
So I think it's interesting because you brought up the trade to Higgins for resources to go and either spend money, which it's not a very good defensive free agency class, or go draft picks.
Yep.
You'd have to draft anyways, even with paying T. Higgins.
Yeah, but I get more bites at the apple.
I understand that, but why would you want to have more bites at the apple when you have a good player that it would have led amidst injury, the Chiefs last year in receiving yardage. Like, the Chiefs would take T. Higgins in a heartbeat
course,
for $28 million.
They're in a different spot than Cincinnati.
I understand.
Yeah.
But
I don't think $28 million. Why do you think $28 million is a good deal?
It's better than the 30 that everybody was expecting him to be getting, or the 30 plus that he was expected to be getting as well.
Hey, Justin Jefferson's making
$30
million.
DK Metcalf might be making more money than T.
DK
Higgins.
DK Metcalf is a better player than T. Higgins.
No,
are
that
we crazy here?
Oh,
I'll,
my God.
I'll actually disagree with that one. I'll actually agree with Drew. I would rather have T. Higgins than DK Metcalf next season if we were picking. However, thanks, Dusty. However, I disagree only because $28.5 million for a wide receiver two is way worse than $31 million for a wide receiver one. But I will, where I will agree with you, sure. Yes, I would rather have T. Higgins than DK Metcalf. Go ahead.
So up until the deals, everybody, because I think the consensus is, and you know, the Chiefs and Bills don't pay wide receiver because their quarterback elevates them. Since the Tyreek Hill trade in new money in 2020. The Chiefs have spent, up until the deals, before the Bengals just signed T. Higgins and Jamar Chase, the Chiefs spent more money on wide receiver than the Bengals did, and more picks in terms of assets.
Yeah, but where did they spend it amongst the NFL?
Because nobody else talks about anybody other than the Chiefs and the Bills in this conversation in regards to quarterbacks elevating their rosters.
Okay.
The Chiefs spent $98.92 million in new money since 2020 in the Tyreek Hill trade. They've spent 11 draft picks that they've either acquired from the Tyreek Hill trade or just in general to try and get the output that they have from Tyreek Hill. The Bengals have spent less picks and resources on those wide receivers, and now they have them, so that's why they're paying them.
Wait, are you saying they've spent 11 draft picks on wide receiver?
The Chiefs have spent 11 draft picks that they've gotten and by way of trade,
okay.
They've used 11 draft picks, whether they've drafted them
on wide receivers,
or they've traded up to get a wide receiver. Instance being Xavier Worthy trade, or the Sky Moore trade, where you trade Tyreek Hill and you use that pick to get Sky Moore in the second round. They've got 12 different wide receivers that they've used to try to basically replace the output that Tyreek Hill has, and they've spent as much money. So now that the Bengals have them, I don't get the criticism of. Other teams are looking for those wide receivers that they can have on their team to expand long term. Where now the Bengals, for the next 4 years, they don't have to use a premium pick, 1, 2, or 3, on wide receiver at all whatsoever. They can utilize that for the next 4 years and go and chase that Super Bowl, essentially, where I think you're right in the fact that the draft matters extremely. It matters.
That's the
a lot
only
now.
Way this works. Like that,
correct.
Honestly, like that's the only way this works for Cincinnati. Real quick, I'll let you continue. The first point you made, though, about. The Chiefs have spent more over the last 4 or 5 years at wide receiver than Cincy. Fine. I think nobody's arguing that they didn't draft. Like, they clearly Cincinnati evaluated talent, right? They have Higgins and
now that they
and
have
Chase.
Them, why would you let them? Why would you let
like spending
go?
Two fifths on two guys versus being the fifth overall pick on a guy is a value difference, too.
The Bengals have, over the last 4 or 5 years have obviously done better at acquiring wide receiver talent in the draft. I don't think anybody's debating that. Yes. T. Higgins and Jamar Chase are two very, very good receivers. I'll push back on the up until now they've spent more. Nobody's arguing about how much they spent a wide receiver for 4 years. The debate is, should they be spending as much money on Higgins and Chase moving forward? I don't think, like, if your argument is like the Bengals haven't spent much at wide receiver, the Chiefs have spent more. Nobody's debating what they were spending at wide receiver in 2023. It's that you're paying Higgins 28 and a half. You're going to pay Jamar now 40. And you had a terrible defense. I think if the Bengals defense even was middle of the road, if they were 15th last year, I actually don't think this conversation would be going the way it's going or has been going. It, because you can say, hey, we already have a decent defense. Why wouldn't we keep our best talent on offense as well? I think you can't do that and be as aggressive on offensive spending when your defense literally is the worst in the league, which is what it is.
No,
that's all.
I understand, but it's not like they paid them and then they stunk. They were bad last year, but now because they are paying T. Higgins and Jamar Chase, and they still, by the way, with those deals, have more money to spend actually in free agency to go and get a linebacker here or to go and get a defensive lineman in terms of depth there. They are able to dedicate all of their resources for defense where they don't have to touch off. They don't have to touch offense in regards to quarterback.
Except for offensive line, they got to fix that whole thing.
The offensive line, that's where you, again, they need guards. Everything else is fine. They need two guards, and they can sign a Tevin Jenkins, a Dalton Risner, or they can draft one in the fourth round, and they'll be fine. They can dedicate those first and second and third round resources that they would have had to use on a wide receiver.
They have six picks. Like, it's not like Cincinnati has like 10 picks and a bunch of top five, you know, top 100 pick. They have a round one pick, 17, pick 49, 81, sure. and then pick 119, 153, 193.
And if you look at where they need to improve the most, it's defensive line and in the trenches. This is a very highly rated defensive line clash. You could go edge rusher and defensive tackle in the first two rounds. And then with the additions that they made in terms of Oren Burks, underrated signing, a linebacker for some depth, championship pedigree, it makes sense why, and they also lost their two of their best defensive backs in the middle of the season last year. They're going, if the defense is better and they make the playoffs, can we disagree that this whole conversation is completely pointless? If they make the playoffs next year.
No, not just make the playoffs, Drew.
It's about
when you spend this amount of Super Bowl. When you spend this much, you're Super all Bowl. In on a Super
Getting
Bowl next 3 years.
I understand,
but everybody has said in regards to this response that the defense stinks and they can't even make the playoffs. If they make the playoffs and the defense is mid, which would be better than what they were last year, then this entire conversation, the entire premise of you shouldn't be paying these guys because you can't even make the playoffs and your defense stinks.
No, I think it's the same thing as Miami. If you just lose in the divisional round or the wild card round, then it's the same boat. You should have focused on making a better team and not keeping the same good offense. It's also, do you realize, like, part of the issue I think I have with it, Drew, and not for you, but for Cincinnati's sake, part of the issue is it is relying, they didn't make the postseason, not just because their offense was bad. They couldn't make the postseason in what was a career year for Ja'Marr Chase. He's not going to repeat that. Players don't. Let's just admit, he's not going to have a triple crown again next year. That's never happened. In NFL history, somebody just doesn't go back, but it never happens. No, they're not going to all have career years again, all together at the same time. Like, there'll be a really good offense. They'll score plenty of points. No argument for this. This, to me, is the equivalency of just the team who likes to hit homers and doesn't care about starting pitching. Don't you want to watch us slug some dingers? And they just put the ball over the fence.
But again,
and it's fun to watch, but it doesn't equate to what is like team building. So no, if they win 10 games and lose in the divisional round, not blown away by their team building chances.
But we agree that this free agency class is not good from a defensive perspective. So just like the Chiefs, why would the Bengals trade or whatever, let Trey Hendrickson walk and try to spend money
in the reason you said in the draft? I would want to
acquire draft capital.
I understand, but then you're banking on the exact same thing that you are.
But you have more darts to throw at the dartboard.
It's also not this year. It's a long-term thing for me. I'm not just trying to build a team for 2025.
But again, if you are let's say they traded T. Higgins and they get an extra pick.
Yeah.
You have to replace T. Higgins' output, but also replace your bad defense.
They have Chase Brown and Ja'Marr Chase still on the offense. I would say that most teams can make Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, and Chase Brown be still an effective offense.
Sure, but you're still banking on the exact same thing, whether you pay T. Higgins or not. So why
easier to find a 1,000-yard wide receiver than a 15-sack guy
Why would you let one of the best wide receivers that you've had in terms of your franchise's history?
Because I have the best wide receiver, maybe, or the second-best wide receiver in the NFL.
But why would you bank on the exact same thing and let a really good player walk and hope that it works out? Because let's say, because
the Chiefs did it with Tyreek Hill and they won two Super Bowls.
Let's say, because again, they hit on the draft and it worked out well for them. The Bengals,
and they had extra draft capital. They had also two first round picks that year that landed them McDuffie and Karloftis.
In fairness, it hasn't worked out for them from a wide receiver perspective, because we're still talking about them trying to replace the Tyreek Hill output. And
the reason why they won multiple rings post Tyreek Hill trade is because they had an additional first round pick that led them to having multiple draft picks, including McDuffie and George Karloftis. They don't win a Super Bowl without those two guys the last couple of years.
Again, this whole conversation, I expected you guys to talk about the Super Bowls. It's not about the Super Bowls.
Well, sure. Oh, Drew, it's absolutely about Super Bowls. That's exactly what it's about.
If you want Cincinnati to win a Super Bowl, it is.
I understand. The whole conversation about this is, would you say right now that the Bills are closer to a Super Bowl than the Bengals?
Here's my argument for not just that, but like, here's where I think your math is like, where we talk about like statistics lie. Because you're saying, hey, they used 11 picks.
I'm talking about the wide receiver
position. No, I got it. They've used 11 total picks to try to address wide receiver. That includes drafting guys like Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice. The picks used to draft Xavier Worthy, when they've given up a fifth for DeAndre Hopkins. By that same math, Drew, I get to erase the picks they got back for Tyreek Hill. Now I'm down to 8. Because they got those picks back by letting that wide receiver go. That's on the opposite end of the buying spectrum. And I would
they
say
use them on wide receiver, hold on, though, for the most part.
And I would say, just based on draft value chart, which we all agree to, that 5 of those picks added up together is worth one number 5 overall pick in Ja'Marr Chase. I think you think they've used fundamentally way more resources since Tyreek Hill to replace wide receiver in Cincinnati. And what I'm telling you is, it's more like 60-40, not 90-10 like you're implying, because they've used a 33rd overall pick, a 5th overall pick, and the Chiefs have been using 5ths or 6th. Like, we're counting probably Cornell Powell in this. And I'm saying, like, that's not trying to replace those guys. That's just, like, normal draft strategy.
I understand, but they haven't replaced them to this point. And maybe they have.
And I don't care because they win the Super Bowls.
Maybe they have in Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, they might finally.
Where they're going to have to either pay up or they're going to be in the same sort of cycle again where they have to figure out exactly how they're going to replace those guys. And maybe they can do it. Again, it's not about Super Bowls in this conversation. It's the wide receiver spending. Why do you spend money on wide receivers? They don't have to dedicate the draft resources to that position now where – if they had let T. Higgins walk, they would have to. The Bills, by the way, they've spent $288 million since the Tyreek Hill trade on wide receiver, and they're still looking for a number one wide receiver.
Have they spent that?
There's no way the Chiefs have spent $288 million.
The Bills have?
Between Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis, Khalil Shakir, who they just re-signed as well, and Keon Coleman in the first-round pick, they've spent $288 million. They have 17 wide receivers that have come in on new money in the since the Tyreek Hill trade. And they have no Super Bowl appearances.
Yeah, they have.
And they're still looking for a number one wide receiver.
I still think they have more to show. This is just an argument where we disagree. Like, I still think they have more to show for than Cincinnati.
That's easier division.
We'll get back to this later in the show. We'll get back to this later on.
And they also draft better.